Today we have the Beatitudes, which is really the heart and soul of the Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes have been called the summary of the Gospels, that you could reduce the teachings of Christ down to these eight Beatitudes. If we live these, we'd be living really the school of Christian perfection, the eight Beatitudes. The first one, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To be poor in spirit is something that Scripture talks about, that the poor in spirit are those who are detached from the things of this world in order to be attached to God. It's really this childlike trust in God that St. Therese talked about, this spiritual childhood. That's what it means to be poor in spirit, to be attached to God, to have this childlike trust in Him. Second, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Those who mourn first for their own sins, which we call contrition, by going to confession to be sorry for our sins, and then to weep for the sins of the world, to weep over the abortions throughout the world, to weep over the cruelty and the sins of the world, to offer God reparation. That's what it means, that blessed are those who mourn, not only mourning for their own past sins, but who offer God reparation and who mourn for the sins of the world, for we shall be comforted. Number three is, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The meek, according to Scripture, would be the humble of heart, the patient, the gentle. They shall inherit the earth. The earth in Scripture usually refers to our heavenly fatherland. Number four, the fourth Beatitude, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Those who have a great desire for holiness, for oneness with God, will obtain that through God's grace. But we have to have a strong desire to really hunger and thirst for righteousness, for holiness. And it says, then we will be satisfied. God will fill that desire if we have that desire. Number five, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. It's one of the passages throughout Scripture that talks about that God will be merciful to us to the degree that we have been merciful to others during our lifetime, that we set the standard. The measure we've measured with will be measured back to us. So if we want God to be merciful to us, very easy. Be merciful, forgiving, and loving towards others. Then you have nothing to worry about on your judgment day if you have been a person of mercy. Of course, mercy is where God's love tempers His justice. Mercy is where the love of God meets the justice of God. So blessed are the merciful. We show mercy by doing the acts of mercy, visiting the sick, the imprisoned, doing the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy and forgiveness from God. Number six, blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. The pure of heart, the clean of heart, they will see God. Because if they're not pure of heart, then that there'll be some sort of a film. They won't be able to see through that sinfulness to be able to see God in this world through faith or in the beatific vision in heaven. Oftentimes you'll meet people and they say they've lost their faith. How does somebody lose their faith? It's because they've lost their purity of heart. They've gotten involved in watching bad things, perhaps, and because of that, there's this film, this layer that comes in their way between them and seeing God through faith in this world and through being able to see God in the beatific vision in heaven. So oftentimes you talk to high school students that say they're losing their faith, or college students are losing their faith. If you go to the heart of it, it's because they've lost their purity of heart. What they need to do, of course, is to go to confession, clean that film off the window so they can be able to see God through faith in this world and then the beatific vision in the next. Number seven, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. To be a peacemaker, to be a peacemaker in your marriage, in your family, among your brothers and your sisters, in the workplace, to be a peacemaker, to try to reconcile people to God, to bring people to confession, to get them reconciled with God. You're a peacemaker because you're helping somebody make their peace with God. And lastly, number 8, blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For when they revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. So Jesus says that those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for any cause that is just and noble and true, for example, the pro-life cause to protect the unborn, if you are persecuted for your pro-life stance or for your openness to children, the large number of children that you may have, and you're persecuted in the grocery store, blessed are you, Jesus says, for the cause of righteousness. And especially when people revile you or persecute you, well, that's what they did to Christ. Christ was innocent. He was persecuted and reviled. And he says, your reward will be great in heaven. You won't just have a small reward, you'll have a great reward in heaven. Because that's how they persecuted the prophets before you. So these are the Beatitudes, the school of Christian perfection. Notice it's just the opposite of what the world teaches. You know, the secular society, the hedonistic world, the pagan world, doesn't want you to be poor in spirit or meek and humble or pure of heart or a peacemaker. The spirit of the world is the exact contradiction to the spirit of Christ. The spirit of the world says to become rich and powerful and to seek pleasure and to do all these things. Whereas Jesus says in the scriptures today that to truly be blessed, to have this beatific vision one day, that we have to live these ideas, to be poor in spirit, to be meek and humble of heart, to be hungry and thirsty for holiness, to be merciful, to be peacemakers. He says that is the way to get to heaven.